Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income. Thanks for joining me today, and I'm really excited to share this topic on what kind of negative unconscious beliefs actually stop or inhibit us from sharing our message. And this might sound really weird. To some of you, you're like, okay, this makes a lot of sense, but some of you, this might sound really weird. What is it? How can a negative experience stop us from enrolling clients? Well, it's actually very simple when you think about it. Every word that people use, every word, every single word that I am speaking, I have spoken before in different conversations, right? So imagine if I've went through some sort of abuse or trauma. And someone did something to me, said something, or made some experience where it just totally ruined me. And I had this negative experience, and they spoke certain words. So maybe they said, "Ah, Tyler, you just suck. You're a terrible person." Every single one of those words, "Tyler, you suck, terrible person," every single one of those words now has a trigger or an emotional trigger inside of me. So physiologically, when those words are spoken, my mind unconsciously will remember that experience. So when I go and do some sort of enrollment or something where I have to talk to people and I'm like, if I have to use the word person or my name or whatever, when I'm speaking those words, it will have that same effect upon me. So I'll do everything to stop myself from talking to people. And I know people who have been through abuse, things from being molested to raped to crazy victimized stuff. And then they start working with me and they have resistance. It's very difficult for them to pick up the phone or go get clients. And they wonder, like, why is this so hard? I've taught you how to do these things, but it's so hard. And then that means that there is an underlying negative emotion tied to the words. And what you do, you have to go through a process that I teach to eliminate that negativity. And there's a million processes out there. There's no one that just works. But I take people through a process that eliminates it. And so this is fascinating though, because this takes you outside of the I can't do it, it's just too hard, I'll never learn it phase to, okay, there's a real issue here that I need to address. And knowing that, having that knowledge that it's not just you're terrible at enrolling, but that there are actually things that were done to you, said to you, that are causing negative emotions, negative chemical emotions to come up and inhibit us from going and being our best selves. This alone can help save you a lot of pain, a lot of worrying, a lot of frustration, thinking if you're a terrible person, to just coming to acceptance with it and saying, okay, so I've been through these things, and now looking back, seeing the negative experiences, can you find the gifts? Can you find those gifts? And if so, maybe go through some processing and clear that. This is the message that I want to share today, is that if you know how to enroll clients, but you find emotional resistance, then it probably is tied to a negative experience in your past, whether you're conscious of it or not, that you can go and trace back and look through those words, the exact words that were said that are causing that negative emotion. So go back, trace it, clear it, and now you're able to go be your best self. You're able to go share. This is a phenomenal realization for people. So go take this as I'm sharing it. Go analyze it. If you have trouble enrolling clients, don't blame yourself and think that you're a hopeless cause. Know that you can do it, that it's not your fault. That there are things that were said and done to you that you can change. Cool? Thanks for joining me today. Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income. Thanks for joining my show. And if you want to get plugged into more things that I'm doing, check out thefreedomcatalyst.com and be sure and go there and subscribe to our channel, get into our newsletters, get access to the things that we're doing, and go test this. Put this to the test, and I'd love to hear about how it affects you guys. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you on the next show.